Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams. Big Rob got special guests. We're heading down to Orlando, Florida.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big timing.
Yes. But to my good brothers, you got Marquise McKenzie joined by David Ayala, returning citizens. How my good brothers doing today?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good. How about you, Dave? How you doing, Dave?
Man, I'm doing awesome here. You know what I mean? Was able to vote, you know, the first time in a long time. And you know, we're definitely excited about that.
And so this broadcast is airing in Michigan and in Florida. And I don't think people in Michigan really realize how backwards Florida was. you know, Marquise, you went to prison at what age?
13.
And when you got out of prison, how old were you?
I went at 15 and I was 18 when I got out.
And when you got out, you couldn't vote, right?
Nope.
Now, David, I don't know if you went to prison or not, but I know you had a conviction. You went to prison.
Yeah, so I got caught up in the school to prison plan at 12 and I caught my first felony conviction by 15. And that was just a revolving door. I mean, from juvenile detention center, state time, then I did federal time, and I was finally released at 33.
Wow. Wow. And so when you got out, you couldn't vote either?
No, I couldn't.
And so this process to voting for y'all, how has it been for you, David?
For me, I mean, it's definitely been, you know, and after I put it like a moment where I'm really living reality because I don't know if you know, but I caught my felony convictions in New York and Pennsylvania. I don't have felony convictions here in Florida. So I got released from federal prison in 2006, finished my federal time in 2011. And because of Florida's good faith and credit, and this, what this means is that Florida states that if you have done time in another state and you finish your time and you're eligible to vote in that state, they have good faith and credit, meaning that they will allow you to vote here. That's what they state. However, the law is confusing because that doesn't apply to people with federal convictions. But in 2011, when I finished my federal time, I registered to vote, believe in the good faith and credit applied to me. And sure enough, I voted in 2012 for Obama. In 2015, when I got involved with the Amendment 4 campaign and became more educated with how Florida laws are confused, and I found out that, you know what, in 2012 when I voted, I wasn't supposed to vote because I had a federal conviction in Florida. The Florida laws, you can lose your right to vote for life, apply to me as well.
Even though you had a conviction in New York?
Yes.
That's crazy.
So here I am. I begin on the campaign in 2015, thinking that, you know what, I'm a volunteer in this campaign to because I want all returning citizens to have that feeling that I had in 2012. When in reality, I was volunteering for myself as well. You know, wow. which once I realized that I wasn't able to vote, that's when, you know, 2016 came around. My wife ran for state attorney and I wasn't able to vote for her.
And I know that had to hurt you knowing that she was making history, being the first Black state attorney, and to folks in Michigan, that is the prosecutor, being the first Black prosecutor in the whole state of Florida. That's crazy, man.
Oh yeah, I mean that was a dark moment in my life, being at the center of her campaign, you know, helping her make calls, knocking on doors with her, going to events, doing everything that I could do for a candidate, except for the one most important thing, and that's vote for her.
Wow, Marquise, I know you're driving, man. I want to get you in here. This process for you to vote, how long did it take you for you realize that those rights was gone, man?
So I lost my voting rights before I had them. When I caught my felony conviction, they stripped it from me right then and there when I got convicted of my charge. So I didn't have them all the way up to, you know, just what, last year, 2018.
So you just cast your very first presidential vote.
Yep.
Presidential election vote.
Yep.
A couple days ago.
Yep.
Where did you do it at? Where did you go cast it at?
So I did it at the Amway, because right across the street from the Amway, we had a statewide event, the Free to Vote rally. So we rallied, we marched, opposed, and we did an event for returning citizens. So I cast my vote that day.
Tell me about that feeling, man. Going down that checklist.
It was good, man. Just to, have a part of democracy, man. It's a great feeling, something I definitely don't never want to lose or not take advantage of. I'm a right. If you ask me, I think voting should be mandatory. And if you don't do it, you should be fined for it.
Right. Man, it's an honor to know y'all. I'm going to tell you what Redemptions is all about, because Big Rob and David all share similar stories. All three of y'all got in trouble with the law early in life and have turned your life around. And man, we love Redemption. We love stories like y'all, man. And you have your own company now. You hiring people, Marquise?
Yep, definitely.
Gotta be. Well, I know, what do you want to, because I know you're in a row and I'm going to hold you up. We're going to talk today a little bit more. But what do you want to share to people who are hesitant about exercising their rights?
I think it's got to educate themselves, man. You know, I see all day on social media, people are not decided with both sides of the party. You know, and I just tell people, man, just go with, some of the issues that's closest to you, that you think either candidate may be supportive of, to gain that vote. Because staying at home, is no worse. It's worse than not voting at all either. So I just tell people to educate themselves. And because if you stay home in this election, I'm pretty sure you'll stay home in the primaries, which is way more important than a presidential election. So get used to voting. I guess once you get used to doing it one time, it become a habit.
Right. Rob, you got any questions for Marquise?
No, brother. I love the products, man. I got to get another order in.
No problem. Let me know, man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure David do good. And David, I actually started up early on with the campaign and was working alongside with David. So we go a little way back when the campaign first started off, and we were very close. So I'm pretty sure David's gonna do good, and we're gonna get a lot of stuff done here.
That's good.
All right, Marquise, you take care, man. I'm gonna let you get back to grinding, man. I know you on the road, bro.
Appreciate y'all. Have a nice day.
You too. Yeah. Take care. All right. Now, Dave, what do you want to share to the people, man? Because you've been in this movement for a while, and your wife is an elected official. What can you say to the folks, man, about voting?
So, I mean, I tell folks like this, man. Voting is the one thing that you can do. I mean, to really push the issues that you want to push. That's number one. Number two, we've had people, go back and forth. I don't want to vote for Trump. Don't want to vote for Biden. They both have a history of, of not doing for our people. They both have a history, with regards to mass incarceration. But what I say is, as a national organizer for the movement, what I look for a candidate that's closest to the part that I lean to, right?
Right.
That's number one. I also look for I want to go in front of as a national organizer. It's just like the Lakers. The Lakers are looking. They looking at other teams. They want an easy path, to the finals.
Right.
They're looking at who they want to go in front of. You know, that's just a, an example of what I give. And for me personally, I would rather go in front of Biden with my issues and fight to Biden than to fight to Trump.
That's real. Right? You think you might better convince him a little bit more. You better convince him.
That's how I look at it. You don't have to like either one.
Right.
But who you think, who would you rather go up against?
Exactly. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, how many returning citizens do you believe is voting in the Florida election? And what do you think their impact is going to have on the outcome?
I mean, the numbers, this is the thing. The with regards to we all know, we're Amendment 4 re-enfranchised 1.4 million Florida citizens with felony convictions here in the state of Florida. The legislator came back, put a damper in that with saying that, you know, you have to pay all of your fines. I commend Desmond Meade, Neil, Marquise, you know, everyone with the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition for what they're doing with regards to paying off the fines and fees. But that legislation put a damper in those numbers of 1.4. Okay. But FRC, they continue moving forward. Like Desmond always says, you know, where there's obstacles, he sees opportunities, and that's what he did. He seeked the opportunity, and from my understanding, from my conversations I've had, we do have way over 100,000 formerly incarcerated returning citizens, you know, whichever term you like to use, that are registered to vote and are heading to the polls, and we're making sure that we get them all to the polls. And this is just not here in Florida. You know, as the national organizer for formerly incarcerated convicted people's families movement, we have 22 organizations doing GOTV. Just on Saturday, when the FRC did their hashtag free to vote, you know, statewide day of action, we did a national day of action in solidarity with Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, where we were in 13 states, 27 cities, marching people, marching for me across the polls.
All right. Wow. Wow. That's wow. Great, man. I'm looking at you. Yeah. People might say, Dave, what's your story? You know, you are you're from New York originally, and they look at you and say, well, this man's a black man. You're black, but you're also from Puerto Rico.
Yes. Yes. So I do identify as a black Latino. You know, I know my roots. You know, and I'm not afraid or shy about them at all. You know what I mean? Right. I was black first.
ain't we all
yeah, there's no mistake about that. But yeah, so I mean, I do want to share, you know, I know on Saturday with Day of Action, and you know, people all across the country was they were heading to the polls, formerly incarcerated people, returning citizens. And, you know, and that I can't lie, even though I wasn't able to vote on that day because I take great pride in voting as a family. And my wife and I weren't able to get together. So I wasn't able to vote today. But just seeing the returning citizens, formerly incarcerated people all across this country heading to the polls. I mean, like, I was downtown at the Amway Center. And I just start teeing up, just teeing up. But I was able to go back the next day, sold to the polls. And I went there with my wife, me, my wife, and our two daughters. And we voted as a family.
Wow. How y'all been doing during this pandemic, man? How that's holding up? Are you homeschooling the kids?
Yeah, I mean, we have the kids at school. I mean, at home. Not necessarily homeschooling, but virtual schooling, I guess.
Virtual schooling. Okay.
The step between launch ed and virtual and homeschooling. So we get everything from the school, and we're our schedules, I mean, you know, we both have really tight schedule, especially my wife.
Right.
But we work that in because we know it's important.
Your wife was part of this progressive movement.
Make sure our education.
She was part of this progressive movement 4 years ago, progressive prosecutors being elected around the country. You think that's going to continue this election cycle?
Oh yes, definitely. I mean, we've seen that, you know, with the in the primary, with the Monique Worrell being elected here as the Democratic nominee for state attorney, we have seen that, you know, the people they no longer want to go back. It's time to move forward.
Right. What should we be?
You know, some folks that wanted to go back to law and order, you know, and it's that, you know, we've realized that we've been doing it that way for too long, and it's time to move forward. I mean, even in the last presidential election, you heard Biden say, "I made a mistake." with the 1994 crime bill. That was one of with regards to my decision to vote for him. That was really what took it way over, you know, when he actually admitted the 1994 mistake.
Right. And we didn't know better at the time. We didn't know better. You know, I worked in the prison system at that time. I mean, I didn't. We thought it was a good idea, you know.
And this is what I tell you, Paul. I hear people talk about Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris, a VP candidate, Democratic candidate. I hear people talk about her reputation as a prosecutor. And I see the stuff that she's done. I see the progressive stuff that she's done. You know, I don't necessarily hone in on you know, some of the stuff that she may have done that people say, oh, she caused damage. And the reason I say that is because as the husband of a progressive prosecutor, right, I'm at that. Here in 2020, I see the backlash that she gets from the policies and the issues that she is trying to push forward. So if she's getting that now in 2020, not just by white men, let's be clear. She doesn't even have, a lot of the black men have not backed her, especially black men here, in leadership here in Central Florida. You know what I mean? There are some, you know, but a lot of them have stayed away from her. Just imagine the pushback that Senator Kamala Harris was receiving back in the 90s for her progressive views.
Right, because I know when your wife dropped that dirty cops list, I know she got some heat for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When she said she would not seek the death penalty, you know, on no one.
Right.
Who stepped up? You know, folks from the community stepped up, but what stepped up with her and said, you know what, this ain't right. Knowing the history behind the death penalty, who stepped up?
Right.
No one.
Yeah. That, we've been conditioned, you know, me myself, you know what I mean? Because I struggle with that death penalty because I think about the victims and I struggle with it, but I get it. I get her part. I get what she was saying because we have gotten it wrong. America has gotten it wrong. A death penalty. That's some people dead that should have never been sent to the chair. And we gotten this whole thing wrong. And, you know, we got to reprogram our minds. We got to be reprogrammed. But she's a Michigan lady. So I expect that from a University.
Michigan, I'm from New York. You know, we're going to stir it up.
Right. Dave, man, I appreciate your passion, man. Our friendship, brother, you're a good brother. You put the right thing, and you know you always got a platform here on our stations, man.
Thank you.
Keep the good fight going on. I can tell you've been working. You've been back in the weights too.
Oh, trying, man. You know you can't. I mean, with this pandemic, you got to stay healthy.
Right.
You have to.
Rob, you got anything for Dave before we go, man?
No, man, I just want to salute you, man, for all the things that you're doing, man, you and your wife. I can't say I agree with you on that Kamala Harris, whatever her name is. Cause,
you don't know her name, bro?
I don't agree with that. I know.
Rob, can you imagine? Can we judge you on what you were in the 90s, bro? Because I
can judge what I was in the 80s and the 90s.
Right, but we don't, though, man. If I judge you on where you was in the 90s, you won't be on radio right now. We all have to redeem ourselves, and I hope people don't judge me based on the 90s because I wasn't woke, you know.
What I will say, Rob, and look at it this way: I know for us here, you know, with the Amendment 4, we were asking for a second chance,
right.
You know, how can I ask for a second chance if I'm not willing to give a second chance?
It's important.
I see your view. I just, you know, I understand it. I just, you know, me personally, I know a lot of good people, you know, that she put away, you know, on some other stuff. But
in California, you know, a lot of good California. People in California, huh? We need to call them people up, man.
Okay,
but then we can do that. In the 90s, though, bro. This is 90s, man. Everybody,
she's the lesser of two evils.
You know,
we agree on that.
Saying her and Biden, she the lesser of two evils. Do I want an idiot who already had 4 years to mess my life up even more? Or do I want to give these people a chance? So I give them a chance. I just don't, you know, it's okay. It's good, healthy dialogue right. for brothers to disagree, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Me personally.
And I want to mention, in earlier this year, the formerly incarcerated convicted people's families movement, we held presidential town hall for the primary. The only two candidates that came were Kamala Harris and Booker.
Wow. That's, wow.
And she came there knowing that she was going to be in an audience of formerly incarcerated people ready to answer those tough questions, and she answered them.
Yeah.
Well, see, I didn't know that. You know,
she
televised that I know about.
It was actually in Pennsylvania in an old jail.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know about that, Paul?
Nah, I knew that she was on reform. I know she got on this reform thing the last 15, 20 years. And she put some policies in place in California. I mean, California is one of the most progressive states. If she wasn't progressive, they would not have elected her in California. That, you know, they legalize stuff a lot quicker than America do. You know what I mean?
The rest of the United States.
Yeah. Too. So for her to win a statewide election in California, showing that she had to be doing something right. And those folks in the Bay Area don't play. You don't get a free pass if you ain't doing it right. You know,
and if you talk to a lot of the black female progressive prosecutors across this country, they will tell you she led the way.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad to hear that. And that's something what you just said about her being in the old jail in Pennsylvania. I didn't know about it. It wasn't televised that I could see. I'm in Michigan. You know what I'm saying? But I know it's hard sometimes for us as black people, male and female, to get ahead anywhere in this world. No matter if you're a janitor at the job, you're not going to be the supervisor. You know? Because they don't want you there in the first place. Look at what we're, you know, there's places around Michigan where they're getting rid of black superintendents and things of that nature because they're progressive. They're trying to get rid of city managers because they're black and progressive. So I get it. You know, it's just, you know, I know some people that was hurt behind what she did with the whole weed thing. Now, weed is legal as I don't know what, and everybody got a weed farm in California. Right away.
Man, what prosecutor didn't send people for weed to jail, though? I mean,
a lot of them sent them, but the way
not a lot of them, all of them. You weren't getting elected, you know what I mean? But we evolved as a people.
Brother, you're not going to make me change my mind.
I'm not making you change your mind.
No, you ain't, bro. I still have my feelings deep rooted in my heart.
I know. That's
about
okay.
This situation,
I'm not
brother.
Speaking to you, I'm speaking to the other folks.
But your wife actually. I think after your wife came out with her bad cop list, Kim Worthy came out. I don't know if she was the first one to come out with it.
Kim had done it before.
Oh, Kim had done it before?
Yeah.
But that right there, even our prosecutor in Michigan, some of our prosecutors here in Michigan did it. You know, so, I mean, I salute your wife. The YouTube video, I wish she would tell us what happened. Yeah. With the window tint and the police, I wish she would tell us what happened. Because I'm curious. She was so calm. I couldn't have been
that'd be
calm.
In the book. Maybe that'd be in the book.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, we got to roll, man. Thank you, good brother, man.
Man, it's nice to meet you, brother.
Anytime.
It's nice to meet you, brother. Keep your head up, man. And keep fighting the good fight, brother.
Sure will.
Salute you, brother.
All right, peace and blessings.
All right.